This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Globally, more than 252,000 people have died from COVID-19, and there are more than 3.6 million confirmed cases. In the United States, approximately 70,000 people have died, and there are more than 1.2 million confirmed cases. The Trump administration is making ever louder pronouncements, casting blame on China for the COVID-19 pandemic, aiming to sidestep domestic criticism of the president's own response, tarnish China's global reputation, and give the U.S. leverage on trade and other aspects of U.S.-China competition. President Trump has vowed to penalize China for what U.S. officials have increasingly described as a pattern of deceit that denied the world precious time to prepare for the pandemic. The opening salvo isn't in the form of tariffs and sanctions, but in a one-sided accounting of China's behavior that could yank the Chinese lower on the global reputation meter. The State Department, the Department of Homeland Security, and the White House have all launched public efforts in recent days to lay bare what they say is clear evidence that China tried to mask the scale of the outbreak and then refused to provide critical access to U.S. and global scientists that could have saved lives. The U.S. Senate has reopened in a Capitol largely shuttered by the coronavirus, but prospects for quick action on a new aid package are uncertain. Lawmakers face a deepening national debate over how best to confront the deadly pandemic and its economic devastation. The Senate Republicans are reluctant to spend more money on virus relief. They hope the gradual reopening of the economy will reduce the need for more aid. But House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is expected to soon unveil a new relief package. The 100 senators are convening for the first time since March. The House is staying away on doctor's orders due to health risk. This is VOA News.